Ordinance 54, an ordinance amendment.
Mr. Chair, would you mind taking something out of order, and if you want to discuss what was left on the table, only because then Brad doesn't have to stay here? He might want to be here for that conversation.
Certainly. So, ordinance number three?
Really, what I can tell you is those are the
correspondence.
Discuss the correspondence.
So, those were, this is result of the meeting that Brad and I held with the residents on Airport Road, the backup to Lakeside Preserve. So what I told them was to move forward, we were going to need something, we're going to need some petitions formally requesting the township for a project, and that's what these are. They're a little, it's a little strange when you actually read it. There's like, there's the group, and there's one from farther ahead. So I'm not sure, I just got them today, so I haven't had a chance to be able to figure out if they actually meet the 51%, because the group that's all together, they are the ones with failing systems right now.
Do they constitute 51%?
They do, but not until they include the person down. So it's like, I don't know what they were thinking. I'm not sure what they were thinking, so we'll have to, it depends on what the project's defined as, so we will have to meet back with them and say, okay, we're going to...
If the
support for the group to the north isn't there, then we need to just do the part where they're failing systems. And I mean, I think they were trying to do it all at once, because by having your saving mobilization costs to have the contractors all there at once instead of coming back. But, you know, what if it's 15 years before the people to the north and they don't want to pay for whatever? You have two that have failing systems, so.
And they're wanting to connect into the sewer.
Yes. So what ended up happening there is originally the sewer was supposed to come all the way out to Airport Road. And for whatever happened with all the years of the changing over, it wasn't going to work that the houses along Airport Road were even able to connect in there. If you tried to run sewer down Airport Road in that road right of way, all the trees have to come out. There's fiber in there. There's water. I mean, there's all kinds of other utilities. So the decision was made at the time to have the developer, at the developer's cost, as they did those phases, to run the sewer out and run a stub to the back lots so that people could connect, which is also where their septic systems are and everything. So to connect, they can connect out of the back of their homes, and we can run. It's not ideal to have an easement across private land for maintenance, but it was a significant saving to the residents to be able to connect right out the back. So that is what you'll see in the pictures there, and you can see kind of the lines drawn in there where the sewers would be. So there's two sections, two projects, two spots where the sewer comes out. The ones to the south are where there's failures now, and to the north there isn't, but We were giving them the option of doing, I mean, we know one project needs to go. Do you want to do it at the same time? And this is what they came back with, so.
And this is in part driven by the road work that's happening there anyway for the San Francisco stuff, or?
No.
Why, just?
No, this is no. Just, there's two residents on Airport Road. So this is further north of that.
Okay.
This is two of the residents have failing septic systems. So they either have to go to the cost to replace their septic system, or do they put it in and connect the sewer system?
Once you find out, after you get together with them and figure and straighten things out, you'll be bringing this back to us at the board?
Yes, we've already met with them once, and the petitions were like, yes, we want you to go forward. So now it'll start the whole special assessment process and the engineering and construction. I would imagine that, I mean, probably spring construction, I would think.
Yeah, that'd be as fast as you get there.
Right.
Yep. Super.
What about the existing, or the failing systems? Will they make it through?
Yeah, they can pump. They weren't.
Just pump them.
Yeah, they'll have to pump and haul, but it's not like they're on a weekly or monthly pump and haul yet. They just know that they're...
Just stop eating.
Yeah. Right.
Stop flushing.
Right. Okay. So, anything further on that topic?
Well, I had thought that it was kind of handled with the new development when the Lakeside came in. It was understood that these homes along the airport would eventually connect in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all handled and planned. And
Best laid plans of mice and men.
I mean, they can still, they can, well, the sewer was brought so that they can connect in. Mm-hmm. It was never that the developer was going to connect them in. It was that they bring the spot for them.
For that.
And then, so this is really, it's there. This okay. is only the, this is only the main, they would have to put in their mains or their leaves.
Right.
It's just for them. It's not serving anybody else.
Okay.
But originally, you're right, it was going to be taken out to Airport Road, and then they would have had to run it to Airport Road to serve them. Mm-hmm. The problem was, to do that, it was going to cost them a fortune.
Oh, yeah. Not perfect. Okay. It will come okay. back to us when there's more information and things get taken care of. So now we go to new business number two.